Okay, today's daf is Menachos Daf Chaf. Today's shir is sponsored by two people, by Beryl Eckstein, Lezecher Nishmas, his father, Harav Shimon Aryeh Leib Ben Yecheskel Chaim, whose yahrzeit is this coming Shabbos on Chaf Aleph Elul, and it's also sponsored by Beryl's Mechutin, by Henry Olinsky, Lezecher Nishmas, Milton Kramer, Yechiel Michel Ben Chaim, Shner Zalman Halevi, Zechron Levracha. Both Neshamas should have an aliyah from the Zechus of our learning. We thank both Beryl and Henry very much for the sponsorship. We are holding on Daf Yutes Amud Beis, and we were in the middle of a discussion of the statement of Rav. Rav had said that whenever you have a repeat in the world of Karban Mincha about some detail of Karban Mincha, we always know that that is going to be Ma'akev. So one of the discussions that we were in the middle of was, what about Hagasha? Is Hagasha Ma'akev? It seems that it's not Ma'akev. The Mishnah said it's not Ma'akev, yet at the same time, there is a repeat. It does appear twice in the Pasuk. So why would it appear twice in the Pasuk? One to tell me that you're magish to the Tzad Darum and the other to the Tzad Marav, because one says that it's got to be al Pnei HaMizbeach and the other that it's Lefnei Hashem. Pnei HaMizbeach is the Darum, Lefnei Hashem is the Marav. It seems that it's a repeat in the Pasuk. So why isn't it Ma'akev? So we're going to have two explanations. We had one yesterday. We're going to have a second explanation as well as to how to reconcile those Pesukim, where they're not teaching us to be Ma'akev, they're just teaching us exactly where in fact you're supposed to be magish the Karban Mincha. But then the majority of the daf, the entirety actually of today's daf, once we catch up, is going to be about another issue, another challenge to Rav, and that is Melicha. Melicha is something that it also says multiple times in the Pasuk. It's Tana Beikra, and therefore should be Ma'akev. So the Gemara is going to discuss many details of Melicha. First of all, it's going to discuss very basically why, I'm sorry, it's not Tana Bekra, and nevertheless it is Ma'akev. So why is Melech Ma'akev if it's not repeated in the Pasuk? So we're going to have two basic shitos about that. And then we're going to discuss what parts of a carbon require Melicha, what does not require Melicha, does Eitzim require Melicha, does Lavona require Melicha, does Dam require Melicha, and we're going to try to compare whether Dam or Evarim have more in common with a Karban Mincha, so because one of them is going to require Melicha, the other one is not, based on which one has more in common with a Karban Mincha. And then on Amud Beis, we're going to discuss Eitzim, that if Eitzim require Melicha, that's because they're called a Karban. But we're going to see that there's a shita that they're called a carbon, but they don't require melicha. So in what way are they a carbon? Who's the shita that holds that way? So the entirety of today's daf is really about melicha, but the way we got there is because of this statement of Rav, that whenever it's Shana Ba'akasav, whenever the Torah repeats something, it's always to teach me that it's ma'akev. So we left off last time on daf Yud Tes Amud Beis, and we were up to the first words in the line are chud Shalkaran Vidayo, about 8-10 lines before the end of the page. We're up to Rabbi Eliezer Omer. So the Brice had quoted one Shita that told us that how do you reconcile the two Psukim about where we bring the Karban Mincha, about where we do the Hagasha of the Karban Mincha. One Pasuk says that it's got to be Lefnei Hashem, which is Letzad Ma'ar of Shal Mizbech, the western side of the Mizbech, which is Keneged HaHeichal. And the other Pasuk says that it's got to be El Pnei HaMizbech. Pnei HaMizbech is facing the Mizbech, means facing the side that has the ramp. That's the southern side of the Mizbeach. So the Tanakhama said it means the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, Vidayo, and that satisfies the requirement. Rav Lozer Omer, Yachal Yagishan al Marav Shal Karen al Drama Shal Karen. You might think that you bring it to the west. You might think you bring it to the south. Amar to Kol Makom Shatamotze Shtei Mekros. So we say, no, we have a rule. Whenever there are two psukim that give an indication of what the halacha is, but they say different things. Echon Mekayim Atzmo UMekayim Chadero. One of them can be reconciled where both psukim make sense. VeEchon Mekayim Atzmo. And the other pasuk, it can make sense if you say it, but if you take it too literally, the first pasuk is not going to make sense. It's going to become batel. We go with the one that can be reconciled with the other one. So what is that? Where does that leave us? If you actually come on the western side of the mizbeach, well, then you are not bedarum. You have been mevatel the pasuk that says el pnei hamizbech. You may have done lefnei Hashem, but you have not done el pnei hamizbech. Ukshatomer el pnei hamizbech bedarom kiyamtel lefnei Hashem. But if you go to the southern side of the mizbech, you are still lefnei Hashem. You are still fulfilling the requirement of lefnei Hashem of being across from the heichal. Says Gemara, veheichal kiyamta. How is that exactly? Meaning, if the mizbech is aligned at the center of the pesach of the heichal, so when you are on the southern side of the mizbech, you are not lefnei Hashem. You're further south than lefnei Hashem. So says Gemara, Amar Vashi kasavrei tana kulei mizbech b'tzafon kai. This tana assumes that the entire mizbech is on the northern side of the room. Ah, if that's the case, then even when you are completely on the southern side of the mizbech, you are still across from the pesach. So you're still, in fact, lefnei Hashem. And in that way, when you're al pnei mizbech, it is in fact mekayim atzmo and mekayim chavero. In the Sefer Mishmaros Kehuna, he says, "Well, why do I need a pasuk then to say lefnei Hashem at all? Whenever it's al pnei mizbech, it's adarim. It's automatically lefnei Hashem. It's connected the pesach of the heichal. Why would he even have to mention lefnei Hashem? It's not teaching me any halachic requirement. What a statement of fact that when you are by the pnei mizbech, you are necessarily lefnei Hashem. You know, I'm necessarily in a lot of places. You know, we don't mention what planet you're on. We don't mention. So what? Why would it mention it? It's not a halachic requirement." So says the Mishmaros Kehuna that we see from there that you're not allowed to be marchik from the Keren too much. That you have to really try to stay as close to the Pesach HaEichel as possible. So if there's if you're too far away, then you're in fact not being mekayim lefnei Hashem. Meaning, be cognizant of the requirement of lefnei Hashem, even when you're on the south side of the Mizbeach, that you should be cognizant of the fact that you're across from the Pesach HaEichel, and therefore be as far west as you can be on the south side of the Mizbeach. In the Brisker Rav, in the stencil, they raise the question, how are you going to explain the phrase lefnei Hashem if you hold like the Shita in Zvachim Daf Nun Ches? We mentioned two Shitas in our Gemara, either that the Mizbeach is centered, or that the Mizbeach is Kula B'Tzafon Ka'i. But there is a Shita in Zvachim Daf Nun Ches that the Mizbeach is Kula B'Darom, that's entirely in the south. So the Hagasha would have to be done in a way that fulfills the Pnei Mizbeach, so it's on the south side of the Mizbeach, and lefnei Hashem, neither shita works now. The shita that you go to the Keren Mizrach Maravis Dromis is no longer lefnei Hashem, because if the home is back on the south, then it's not connected to Heichel. It's too far south. So certainly if you hold that mekayim atzmo mekayim chavero, it's not mekayim chavero. It's only mekayim chavero if it's totally in the north. So he said it could be that the entire tzad ma'arava shel mizbech is called lefnei Hashem, even the part that's not connected to heichal. That even if it's not directly across from the heichal, from the pesach heichal, that the whole western side of the mizbech, according to that shita, would still be called lefnei Hashem. So if you do the Hagasha and the Keren, Ma'aravis Dromis, you're Mekayim Lefnei Hashem and El Pnei Mizbech, meaning the first Shita would still work. Okay, so says the Gemara now, another challenge to Rav. Maskevla Rav Huna, Hare Melach Delotana Beikra, Uma Akvebe, you Rav told me you didn't that any time you have Shanabah Kosov, it's always La Akev. But what about Melech? There's no Shanabah Kosov, it never says it twice, and nevertheless, it's still Ma Akev. Titanya Bris Melech Olam Hi, Shete Bris Amura Bimelech Divri Rabbi Yehuda. That Rabbi Yehuda says that you need to have Melech by every Korban. Rabbi Shimon Omer Nemrakan Bris Melech Olam Hi, Vinemer La Alon. Bris kuhunas olam. Kishem shiev shal karbon below kuhuna, kach shiev shal karbonos below melech. Rabbi Shimon says a different drasha, that just like the word bris is used in the context of melech, and the word kuhuna is used in the context of melech, so just like every single karbon requires kuhuna, every single karbon also requires melech. What's the difference between Rabbi Shimon's understanding, Rabbi Shimon's drasha, and Rabbi Yehuda's drasha? Rabbi Yehuda also said that bris amura b'melech, that every karbon requires melech. So he didn't bring in kuhuna. So what difference does that make? So Rashi writes, top line of Rashi, Bein Rabbi Yehuda, Bein Rabbi Shimon, Lekamidi. Ela Mashmas Dorshin. They're not really arguing in halacha at all. They both hold that Melech is Ma'akev, and they're both bringing the point of asking the Kasha that we're asking on Rav, that why is Melech Ma'akev? It's not Shana Ba'akasev. It doesn't say it twice. They're just arguing how we arrive at that conclusion, how we get there. But that we get there, that for sure, they both agree. Meshchachma suggests that maybe there is a nafkamina between them. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the din of Melech is a din in Karbanos. According to Rabbi Shimon, the din of Melech is a din in Kohuna. That anything that requires Kohuna requires Melech. What if you had a Karban that didn't require Kohuna? If you had a Karban that didn't require Kohuna, then Rabbi Yehuda would say it requires Melech. Rabbi Shimon would say, no, only when you need Kohuna. So if, do we have any Karbanos that don't require Kohuna? And the answer is historically, yes. Bishas Heter Bamos, you didn't need Kohuna to bring Makrav a Karban on a Bama. It was still called a Karban, but you didn't need Kohuna. So did you require Melicha? Was Melicha Ma'akev Bishas Heter Bamos? So that, the Meshech Chachma says, might be the Nafkamina between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. So says the Gemara, two possible answers to this question. Why is it that Melech is Ma'akev? It doesn't repeat it in the Pasuk. First answer, Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Ketana Didan Sfirulei, Damar lo Melech Kasher. Maybe Rav doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, he doesn't hold like Rabbi Shimon. Maybe Rav holds that Melech is not Ma'akev, because it's Lo Shana Ba'akasuv, because the Torah doesn't repeat it. Amar Le Abayis, Abayis says, Ihachi lo Yatzak Nami, lo Yatzak Klal. Wait, the our Mishnah really says that if you don't do Melech, it's still going to be Kasher? No, just like our Mishnah said, if you don't do Yitzika, it's going to be Kasher. And we said, it doesn't mean that there's no Yitzika at all. What does it mean? El lo yatzak kohen elazar. It meant that if it's not a kohen that does it, it's a zar that does it, then it's still kosher. But of course, the actual act is still ma'akev the karban. So by melech as well, hachanami lo malach kohen elazar. Don't tell me that our Mishnah holds melech is not ma'akev. Melech is ma'akev. Melech as kohen is not ma'akev. So our Mishnah maybe would side with Rabbi Yehuda, not with Rabbi Shimon. Maybe doesn't have a drasha that links it to Kohuna, but certainly our Mishnah would hold Melichas Ma'akev. So Rav has nobody to hold like, not Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Shimon, and not the Tan of our Mishnah, because they all hold that Melichas is in fact Ma'akev. It's just a matter of whether it's Ma'akev b'Kohuna. So says Gemara, Amar Leib, Chisala Daitach Shazar Karav L'Gabim Mizbech. No, Rav would understand that according to the Tan of our Mishnah, Melichas is not Ma'akev. You want to touch up the Mishnah saying that Melichas is not Ma'akev to be done with a Kohen, but it is Ma'akev, as long as a Zar does it, but it is Ma'akev. No, there's no Havamina that a Zar could do Melicha. A Zar can't do Melicha. Melicha is done Al Rosh HaMizbeach. A Zar can't be Al Rosh HaMizbeach. So Yitzika, you could say, yeah, Yitzika, when the Mishnah says that if you're not Yatzak, it's Kosher, it means Lo Yatzak Kohen El Azar. By Melicha, it can't mean Lo Malach Kohen El Azar, because there's no Havamina that a Zar would ever do a Melicha. So therefore, Rav Yosef says that Rav must assume, like the Tana of our Mishnah, that Melech is not Ma'akev, which Einachinami is against both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. V'i b'yseima, a second possible answer, who says that it's Lo Shana Ba'akasev? The whole kasha is, hey Rav, how could it Melech be Ma'akev? The Torah never repeats it. Who says the Torah doesn't repeat it? You got to look at all the psukim. V'i b'yseima, kivin d'ksiva be'bris, kiman d'tana be'kradanya. Maybe it doesn't actually repeat it, but it uses the term bris. And once he uses the term bris, it's ki'ilu, it's repeated. Meaning we saw that there are certain words that indicate that something's ma'akev even though it's not repeated. Havaya, so bris is one of those words that tell me that it's ma'akev even if it's not repeated. So those are the two possibilities to understand how Rav can be reconciled with the fact that Melicha is in fact ma'akev. Number one, that it's a machlokas tanaim and Rav holds like the other shita in tanaim, which is interesting. The Gemara assumes Rav has to hold like some other shita in tanaim. Sometimes the Gemara will say Rav tana hu palig. You don't need to find another tana. You don't need to find a Mishnah or a Braisa. Rav has every right to disagree If he wants. So, yeah, but we only say that when we have to. I mean, Rav generally wasn't in the practice of acting like a Tana and arguing every once in a while. So if there is a Tana that follows him, it's certainly much better. But then the second explanation was that Rav is Lidivrei Akol, and even Rav would say that it's Ma'akev, because the word Bris appears by Melech. So says Gemara, but wait, you're telling me that at most it's the word Bris, but the Pasuk never actually repeats it? V'lo tana beikra, does the pasuk not repeat the requirement from Melicha? V'aksi v'kol karban minchascha b'melach timlach. So it's a little misleading. You would think b'melach timlach, that is the repetition. That's not the repetition. That just means that you should do Melicha with salt. But the pasuk goes on to say, v'lo sashbis melach bris elokecha me'al minchasecha al kol karbancha takriv melach. So the same pasuk, after it says melach timlach that you should do melicha, it then says al kol karbancha takriv melach. So within the same pasuk, it's shana ba'akasim. You don't need two separate pasukim. Within the same pasuk, you have it twice. Says Gemara, no, we already used that repeat for a different drasha. Ha'umi ba'ilei licha detanya. That we already used that for the brisa that says as follows: ilu nemar karban b'melach shomayani afilu eitzim v'dam shekaru karban. If it would have said carbon, only the phrase of carbon, I'll call carboncha, only the lashon of carbon by Melech, so I would have said that even Eitzim and Dam that are called carbon would require Melicha. They need to do Melicha on the Dam. The Gemara at the very beginning of tomorrow's daf is going to discuss, well, wait, once you do Melicha on the Dam, doesn't that take away its status as Dam? Because if you're Mevashal Dam or Molich Dam, then it doesn't have a din of Dam anymore. But okay, but we have a Havamina that you need Melicha on the Dam, or that you need Melicha even on Eitzim. So that's why we say mincha, that it's that the pasuk specifically says that that v'chol karban minchascha v'melach timlach, that it's dafka on a mincha that requires melach. So it doesn't really mean dafka karban mincha. It's trying to say that just like a karban mincha is acherim ban chavala, which means that you need to bring eitzim in order to be able to burn the karban mincha, only those things that require Eitzim in order to burn them require Melicha. So Dam does not require Eitzim because Dam gets sprinkled on the Mizbeach. You don't need to burn it on a fire. And similarly, Eitzim doesn't require Eitzim. So that's why Dam and Eitzim do not require Melicha. Ima mincha miyuchada shemateres avkol shematir avidam shematir. But man, how do you know that's the comparison to make? That it has to be that acherim ba'in chovela? Maybe no. Maybe it's not acherim ba'in chovela. We're trying to say that anything that's similar to a karban mincha in that it is a matir, anything that's similar to a kamitza in that it's matir, the shirayim, is going to require melech. In which case, Dam should also require melech, because dam is also a matir. So tam lomer me'al minchascha v'lo me'al damcha. Special drasha. Me'al minchascha, not me'al damcha. Dam does not require melech. The brisa continues. Yachalte mincha kula to una melech. You might think every part of the korban mincha requires melech. What do we mean mincha kula? Says Rashi, gam ha-shirayim. That not only the kmitza, but the shirayim that gets eaten by the Kohanim, you might think that that requires melech as well. Tamalor, korban. Korban to an melech, vein mincha kula to an melech. Oh, which part is actually brought as a korban on the mizbeach? Only the kmitza. The shirayim gets nechal akvanim. It therefore doesn't have a sheim korban, and it does not require melicha. The brisa continues. Vein liyala komet minayin l'rabel says halavona. Okay, we've excluded shirayim from requiring melicha, but how do I know that I have to do melicha on the levona as well? You need to put salt on the levona as well. So marbaniya salavona shekin ba'ima bikliyecha. Of course you're putting salt on the Levona. The Levona goes in the same kli as the Komets. Meaning, it might mean to say, just on a very partial level, when you're putting Melech on the Komets, by definition, it's also going on the Levona, because the Levona goes in the same kli together with the Komets. So practically, you know, it's necessarily going to work out that way. But how do I know that even Levona that's brought on its own, without being mixed in with a Kmitza, Levona above the vezichin, or the levona that's brought in the vezichin, levona of the lechem apanim, that are not mixed in at all with the flour, with the actual lechem. V'aktaras mincha Minchas Kohanim, and how do I know that Haktaras Minchas Kohanim requires Melicha? Or Minchas Kohen Mashiach, or the Mincha that the Kohen Gadol, the Minchas Chavita the Kohen Gadol brought every single day? Or Minchas Nesachim, or Mincha that's brought as a Nesachim together with the Zevach? Emurei Chatos, Veimurei Asham, and the Emurim of a Karban Chatos, a Karban Asham, Veimurei Kodesh Kashim, Veimurei Kodesh Kalim, Veivarei Ola, Veola Sa'ov, and the limbs of a Karban Ola and Ola Sa'ov. Minayin, how do I know that all of those things require Melicha as well? Meaning, all we said in the Pasuk was about a Karban Mincha. How do I know that, first of all, other Karbanos, and even types of Karban Mincha where there's no mixture of Kametz and Levona, how do I know that, or there is no Kemitza at all, like a Minchas Chavita Kohen Gadol, or a Minchas Kohanim, where there is no Kemitza? How do I know that all of those Karbanos also require Melicha? Tamalomer, Al Kol Karban Chatakrav Melech. That's why it says Al Kol Karban Cha. So that's the Braisa. That's how I know that all of these Karbanos require Melech. Sfas Emes raises the question. The Rambam writes that someone who's Maktir below Melech is over Belav and is Lokev. Someone who's Maktir without Melicha, he violates the Losasei and gets Malkus. So the Isser is not that which he is Chaser Melicha, because that would be a Lav Shein Bomaisa, right? Meaning the fact that he doesn't have Melicha is what he didn't do. So it wouldn't be something that's over a lav. No, it must be that there's an iser in the etzem haktara below melech, that you cannot be maktir without melech. So if that's the case, why isn't the haktara apostle? Because the halach is like Rava in Tzmura Davdalit, that called Amar Rachman lo savid, iavid lo mahani. That the Rava says you violate a lav, but it doesn't say that it's possible. Shouldn't it be automatically possible? Because anything that we say lo savid, if there's an iser haktara below melech, it's one thing if it's just a bitla say, okay, so he didn't do the melicha, so he just was mevatel the idea that he's supposed to bring melech as well. So then I understand that the haktara is still going to work. But if you all like the Ram, you get malchus for it. It must be that there's an iser of haktara below melicha. So there's an iser of haktara below melicha. So Rava in Tzmura Davdala tells us anytime the Torah says lo sa'avid, that you have an iser to do something, e avid lo mahani. If when you do it, you're not only are in violation of an Aveira and the tzivoy of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but you're not empowered to have an impact. There's no chalos that can come about from your actions be'isr. So the Sfasemes is mochiach that this is not a psul b'kodshim, as long as it's not shana alavakas of la'akev. We have to, because we still need to be melamed about a zar that he's mechal v'avodi, even though he gets malchus, and all the other isur kodshim as well. Would not be considered a psul b'kodshim, even when it's even when we're going to say that that there is some sort of iser. So you have to redefine the iser in some way or another. But just thinking more broadly for a moment over here. So we've already brought the entire brisa about melicha. The whole rest of the daf is just going to be analyzing details within the brisa about melicha. What's the point of melicha? Why is it that the Torah commands us to that Kodesh Baruch Hu commands us to put melach on the Karbanos? So in the Keser Shem Tov, he quotes Rabbeinu Bechai that the Pshuto Shel Mikra is that it's not Derech Kavod B'Karban Hashem, that it should be bland, that it shouldn't have any salt. You know, similar to Hakriveinu Na L'Fachasecha. Would you go and serve a bland meal to an important governor or someone like that? No, you certainly wouldn't. And therefore, one has to, when one is serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu, there needs to be Melicha as well. The Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim suggests a little different. He says it was the minhag of the Avodah Zarah to be marchik melach min ha-karbanos, you know, b'kol ha-rib, b'tachlis ha-richuk. They would keep salt far, far away from karbanos, because the Avodah Kochavim were very concerned about every last drop of dam in their karban. They didn't want to suck up any of the dam. They didn't want to lose any of the dam, because they're worried about mazal madim and the school of dam, whatever it is about dam. So we dafka show that we're not like the Avodah Kochavim, that we dafka bring melech on all of our karbanos. Now, how does that explain the karban mincha? How does that explain, we're even going to say eitzim, perhaps? You know, like, is it not everything we do levona, not everything we do melicha on has any dam? Okay, you know, that's the way the Rambam works in the morning of Vuchim. You know, a lot of times he'll give reasons that are broad, you know, reasons, and they're certainly not the only reason. You know, this in particular, this idea that the Rambam has, that there are details about our karbanos, or even the very notion of karbanos, in some way is our answer to the Ovdei Kochavim, the Ramban takes very strong strong issue with that. Nothing in our Torah is in the Torah Hashem that preceded the creation of the world is an answer to anything. It's first, right? It's not our answer to anything. So it wouldn't be an answer to Ovdei Chavim. That's a fundamental machlokes Rambam Ramban, whether you could say that a reason for the Dinei HaTorah is to respond to the powerful impact of Avodah Zarah. But those are a couple of the reasons that we have Melech. Sefer HaChinuch suggests in Mitzvah Kuf Chaf another reason that Melech is Mekayim. Is mekayim things. It keeps things. It sustains things. It preserves. It preserves things. So it's a remez that through this carbon we're preserving our own existence. We're preserving the existence of Klal Yisrael through the generations. We're preserving our own ability to continue to serve Hashem. So that's another possibility of what Melech is about. Big nafkamina might be. What about if you have something that looks just like Melech and can also be used as a preservative? In the Chuvus Yada, in the Chuvus Halachos Katanos, Chelak Aleph Sim Reishut Ches, he says that the Sefer HaChinuch's reason is the correct reason, that it's because it preserves, and he says you should know sugar preserves as well, and therefore it doesn't need to only be Malicha, it could be sugar as well. You can use sugar as well. So, whoa, that's quite a Chiddush that he suggests. You know, in some of the poskim, they discuss whether you could use sugar for Malicha of meat, you know, when we have to draw the blood out of meat. Forget about Malicha of Karbanos. When we do Malicha on regular Basar Chulin, we have to do Malicha in order to draw the blood out, in order not to violate the Yisra of Achilas Dam. So they all say, no, absolutely not. Absolutely can't use sugar. Melech does something that sugar does not do. So some of the Acharonim say, yeah, that's true. Absolutely not. But that by a carbon, it might be different. Because by a carbon, what we're looking for is that which is a preservative. Or even if you say that which gives flavor, just something that gives flavor. So maybe sugar would be good as well. The nafkamina for us, you know, even in our day to day living, is that we have a practice that we bring the melech onto the table when we have bread, that we dip the bread in melech. Why? Because shulchan domel lemizbeach, and just like you didn't the mizbeach, everything that went on the mizbeach had melicha. So too, when we bring things to the shulchan, we have melicha. In fact, what is it? Is a medrash or something that says that when Klal Yisrael is sitting by the Shulchan and they're waiting for each other to wash, you know, sometimes it could be a long wait, you know, women are still chatting in the kitchen, or men still chatting in the kitchen, and you know, you've already washed. So he says that when they're shruyim below mitzvos, they're sitting there doing nothing, they can't talk and learning, they can't, right, they're shruyim below mitzvos. I would say, what do you mean? They're refraining from Lashon Hara. No, but with their hand signals, they're speaking Lashon Hara about the people who are still chatting in the, right, so, but they're Shruyim b'lamitzvah, so the Satan is mekatrig aleihem at a time like that. What's going to protect them at a time like that? Bris melach. It's the fact that there's salt on the shulchan. That's what protects them. So what's the whole idea of salt on the shulchan? The Rama paskins this way, that you have to put on the shulchan melach, kodem shivtza, before you do a betziyas hapas. Rama writes, and it's betziyas hapas, and some kufsam uchzayin, that you need to have, it's not a din in Shabbos, it's a din in betziyas hapas, that you need to have melach on the shulchan. So the question is, does sugar also work? So if you hold that by the mizbech, if you hold like this chiddush of the halachas ketanos, that sugar would work for karbanos, and the whole point of the melach is about the karbanos. It's not like a melich of basar chulin. It's like the karbanos. Then sugar would work as well. Maybe this explains the minag that some people have, that around this time of year, starting Rosh Hashanah, a lot of people stop using salt for their challah. They use only honey for the challah. So the idea to use honey, because Shana Tova Masuka, so that certainly that we know that Simana Milsa, and of course, but is that a reason not to use salt? The fact that you are using honey, so honey is not sugar, but honey luchara is a preservative, right? It does preserve, so maybe that is a kiyum of the melech. Although you don't find anywhere that anyone says that honey could have been used for melicha on korbanos, because it doesn't even look like salt. At least sugar looks a little bit like salt, but maybe to be mekayim, you could be mekayim the minogim, both minhagim, by using sugar instead of honey. I don't know, we're not going to change things, we're not going to change the way the world operates, but that's a possibility. Okay, so now the Gemara starts analyzing our brisa. So piece by piece, we're going to analyze the brisa. So we're holding four lines into the wide lines. Amar Mar, Eli Elakomet. So we had said in the brisa that only the komets. Minayin Rabbi says halavona. How do I know that the levona also requires melech? So marbani is halavona shekein ba'ima b'kliyachad. Of course, the levona requires melech. It's brought in the same kli as the komets. Va'amrit ma mincha miyuchada shacherim ba'in chovala. But didn't you say that a mincha is miyuchad in that it needs wood to be brought in order for it to for you to be makta the mincha? So we have already included komets. Because the levona also requires wood, so therefore I don't need a drasha to tell me that that minyal kol karbancha isn't necessary. So says Mar Hachi Kamar, ema karban klal umincha prat. Now I might have thought that you should darshan a klal prat over here. It says karban, that's a klal. Then it says mincha, very specific type of karban. Klal prat in bchalal el mashe beprat. So what should require melicha? Only what is identified in the prat. Mincha in midiachrin lo, only a mincha, nothing else. Hadar amar al kol karbancha chazru klal. No, but then it says al kol karbancha, so it's a klal uprat uklal. So klal uprat uklal yatadon elkein haprat. So not only includes the prat, it includes anything that's similar to the prat. Ma prat mefura shachirim boin chovin la av kol shachirim boin chovin la. So just like the prat is only that there are other things that have to be brought together with it in order for it to be brought, so to other whatever, not just the mincha, but whatever else is included in that category, that's acherim ba'in chavala. Says Mar acherim de ba'in chavala, my mihu. What is acherim de ba'in chavala? What is this thing that's brought with it? Says Mar eitzim. That's a reference to eitzim, because in order to burn the kmitza, you need eitzim. So af kol eitzim. So we said af kol includes eitzim, meaning anything that requires eitzim is going to require melach as well. So ema levona. So we should say levona va'isi dam di ika nesachim, and not only that, we should also say dam because there's nesachim, meaning so we're including levona as well because levona also requires eitzim. But va'isi dam di ika nesachim, dam also requires nesachim to be brought with it. Says Gemara, wait, the nesachim aren't brought together with the dam. Nesachim ba'de emurin huda asu. Nesachim are brought together with the emurin. My taima achila ushtia, because the nesachim is an achila ushtia, and the emurim are an achila ushtia. The emurim are achila, the nesachim are the shtia. So that has nothing to do with the dam. Dam is not an achila or a shtia. So Adrabba says, "We're no kapara v'simcha." That when one that the dam should be the what's associated with the nesachim. What do you bring as nesachim? You bring yayin. So yayin is more associated with the emurim, or yayin more associated with the dam. Says Gemara, I would argue the dam, because when a person brings the dam, he's achieved kapara, and once you achieve kapara, so you besimcha, yayin yisamach levavenosh. Yayin gives a person a great deal of simcha. That in order to be mekayim, a certain level of simcha, one needs to partake of yayin. Morav Rabbi Rav Shachter at every bris goes and takes a sip from the yayin, because he holds that that if you're at a Siddhas mitzvah, then you're supposed to have some yayin. Every chazan will have a little sip of yayin. He also, in a related story, he also doesn't drive. So he could afford to, but I don't think he drinks that much anyway, but still, to partake a little bit of the yayin. El levona bayima bikli echad. Nesachim ein bayin bikli echad. No, but levona is in the same kli with the komets. Nesachim are not in the same kli. So that's why we include levona, but not nesachim. Aval eitzim ki hechi de miskashabu mincha hachi miskashabu kulu karbanos. But when it comes to eitzim, just like the korban milcha becomes kosher with the eitzim, so too all korbanos are miskasher with the eitzim. So what are we trying to say over here? Meaning that the other korbanos are compared to a mincha in that they require eitzim, and that's an absolute comparison, because just like the hechsher of a mincha is talui in eitzim, so too the hechsher of every korban is talui in eitzim. But so this is when the Gemara is saying El over here, it's giving another teretz that even if you say that Levona is a chova for the mincha and a sachem are a chova for the dam, you still can't compare them to each other, because the Levona comes with the mincha in the same kli, and the sachem are not in the same kli. So dam is not misraba mimincha in the ke'ena prat. It's not really ke'ena prat of the mincha. Says Gemara ve'ema, but maybe I'll tell you ma prat mefurash acherin ba'in chavala ummateres. Maybe you need two qualifications. That just like the prat that's mefurash in the pasuk, meaning the kometz mincha requires eitzim in order to burn it, and it's matir shirayim ba'achila, so maybe afkol, whatever we're going to include as ke'ena prat, any karban, is not going to be chayvim malicha unless it shares both of those things in common, namely sha'acherim bayin chovin la umateres, that it should require eitzim in order to burn it, and also be matir something else ba'achila, umaynihu, and what would fit both criteria, levona aba b'vazichin, levona that you bring in the vazichin for the lechem upon him, that being makrav that levona is matir, the achila of the lechem upon him, and also that the bezicha levona require eitzim to be makter it. But everything else, every other carbon that we mentioned in the brisa that requires melicha, would absolutely not be included anymore, because they don't share both of those things in common. They only have one or the other. So how do you know that we're not trying to include only things that share both of those things in common? Says Gemara, from the fact that I need a drasha to tell me that dam doesn't require melicha, mechlal tahanach kulu asu b'chad tzad, makes it sound like that having one thing in common with the prat would be enough. And one thing in common with the comets would be enough. That you don't need both things in common, because otherwise dam anyway would have been excluded, because dam doesn't require eitzim. Yeah, dam is a matzir, but doesn't require eitzim. So you see that having just one thing in common is enough. Amar mar. So we had said me'al mincha secha v'lo me'al damecha. That only a mincha, but not dam. Dam does not require melicha. Ve'ema me'al mincha secha v'lo me'al evarecha. I don't know. You could have been me'al anything from the words me'al mincha secha. Maybe it's coming to tell me that evarim of an ola or evarim of other kabanos don't require melicha. So mestavra evarim of leil rabuye. No, evarim should require melicha, because evarim are very similar to that which requires melicha. It's similar to a mincha. Shekain, acherim ban chavala, kamosa, that both of them require eitzim to be maktir, and ishim kamosa, they both require a fire, bachutz kamosa, they're both done exclusively in the azara, and as opposed to the dam, which is done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, sometimes between the Badei Aron, sometimes in Yom HaKippurim, between the Badei Aron, so it's not exclusively bachutz, nosar kamosa, dam can never have an isra of nosar, tuma kamosa, and evarim are similar to a mincha in that there's an isser of yichayv karis if you eat a petumas aguf like a carbon mincha. Mi'ila kamosa, it's subject to an isser mi'ila, unlike dam. Says Mara, well, adrava, I'll give you an equal list or a similar list of things that dam has in common with the carbon mincha that evarim do not. Adrava, dam avle rabuye, matir kamosa, because just like the comments of mincha is matir the shiraim, dam is matir the rest of the carbon, the basar of the carbon for achila. Nifsal b'shkia sechama kabosa. After shkia, you can no longer do the zrika sadam, just like the carbon milcha after shkia. The evarim are ruined after shkia. Says more. Okay, but that's only two. Hanach nefishin. There are more things that evarim have in common with the mincha than there are that dam has in common with the mincha, and therefore evarim require melicha. Dam does not require melicha. Amar mar. We had also said in the brayso shemeni afilu etzim v'dam shenikru carbon. That I might have thought that Eitzim and Dam both require Melicha because they're both called a carbon. So man shamalei damer Eitzim ikri carbon. Rebbe, who's the one that says Eitzim is called a carbon? It's Dafka Rebbe that holds that way. Well, the Rebbe, mi bayu bayu melech. Rebbe actually holds that Eitzim does require melech. Titania, carbon, melamich v'snad v'n Eitzim. That Rebbe teaches us that from carbon we learn that you could be misnadev, you could bring us in a dava, carbon Eitzim. Vikama, how much Eitzim do you bring? bring shnei gezarin. V'cheinu omer v'agorolos hipalgu al korban eitzim. Rebbe omer eitzim korban mincha hein utunim melech utunim nagasha. Rebbe says explicitly that eitzim is a korban mincha that therefore requires melech like a mincha and requires hagasha to the keren drumas maravis of the mizbeach like a korban mincha. V'omer rava l'divrei Rebbe eitzim tunim kemitza. A step further, it's mamish korban mincha. You have to do kemitza on eitzim. Rashi says you chop it up into a wood chopper so you can do a proper kemitza. Splinters, I don't know, avodah kasha shebimigdash, I guess, right? They do kemitza on a korban eitzim. V'amar pabla l'divrei Rebbe, eitzim tzrichin eitzim. That eitzim, if you can bring a korban of eitzim, you still need other eitzim to burn the eitzim on. So says the Gemara, no, samimi kan eitzim. You're right, we have to erase from the brisa eitzim, because Rebbe, who's the one that holds eitzim are called the korban, enochinami would hold that they're going to require melicha. So you can't say that it doesn't, that the brisa identifies eitzim as having had a hava amina that it should require melicha because it is a karban, but not actually require melicha. Because if there's the hava amina to require melicha, that's the maskana also. That's Rebbe's shita. So now the Gemara, from tomorrow will pick up, the Gemara is going to try to find out then what is the pasuk excluding if it's not excluding eitzim from melicha.